Wata Community. Wata Community in Kilifi County has formed a council of elders to champion its interests in the devolved unit and fight for recognition as an indigenous Kenyan ethnic community, complete with a registration code. The council was unveiled at a brief ceremony held at the Magarini Cultural Center in Magarini Sub-County over the weekend following elections held in the month of July 2024 in all the four sub-counties of Kilifi where the minority community has a presence: Magarini, Kilifi North, Malindi and Ganze. The chairman of the election board, Mr. Baloney Wonsmus, declared Mr. Jacob Kokani as the council's chairman to be deputized by Mr. Stephen Abajila Lolo. Mr. Stanley Guyo said as the secretary assisted by Ms. Irene Abajila Hiribe, while Ms. Jainora Aliwa Abajila is in charge of the treasury. Mr. Baloney said the community was facing numerous challenges including high illiteracy levels due to poverty, and that the few that had managed to get an education had remained unemployed because they do not have people in high positions to fight for them. Immediate former Magarini Member of Parliament Harrison Kombe, left, in an animated discussion with Gongan Locational Chief Mashi Omar during the unveiling of the Wata Council of Elders at the Magarini Cultural Center. He said the lack of representation in the political arena and other forums had led to great challenges to the community due to the lack of a voice in any decisions, some of which have direct impact on the community's well-being. According to him, there are more than 35,000 members of the Wata community in four of the six counties of the coastal region, Kwale, Taita Taveta, Kilifi and Tana River counties. Mr. Kokani, the newly elected chairman, said he would work hard to ensure that his community is fully recognized as community in the country by getting a registration code to make it easy for community members to acquire national identity cards and other amenities. He said he would strive to ensure the community members are educated and politically represented so that it can embrace modernity and involve itself in political elections. Mr. Philip Wario, the Kilifi County Chief Officer for Livestock Development, who hails from the community, lauded the formation of the council saying for the community to progress, it was imperative that its members form a united front. Ms. Jainora Aliwa Abajila, the treasurer of the newly formed Wata Council of Elders in Kilifi County, speaks to journalists at the Magarini Cultural Center in Magarini constituency. He pledged to work with the Council of Elders to ensure the interests of the community are taken care of in the county government of Kilifi. Samson Bashora said there was need for the community to be represented at the County Assembly of Kilifi and the County Executive Committee for it to feel it is properly recognized and cherished in the county. Ms. Jainora Aliwa Abajila, the newly elected treasurer, said despite the community doing its best to educate its children, lack of employment was discouraging the effort. She also called for lands rights for the Wata community, noting that although it was an indigenous community, its members do not own land ownership documents. Historically, the Wata were hunters and gatherers, renowned for their hunting skills, but their lifestyle has been significantly impacted by new hunting policies and modern socioeconomic pressures that have forced many of them adopt farming and other forms of employment. Despite numerous challenges and near assimilation into larger communities, the Wata have managed to preserve many of their cultural and traditional practices, including a distinct language.